This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Cardi B was sure caught off guard while on stage. Offset, the rapper's estranged husband, crashed her headlining set here in LA in order to beg for her forgiveness, saying that a public grand gesture felt like the only way to go. Cardi didn't smile at her former partner's request and instead spoke with him briefly on stage before removing his gifts and saying, "Brrr." Pete Davidson finally showed up on Saturday Night Live after a troubling Instagram post. His post read, quote, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore. I'm doing my best to stay here for you, but I actually don't know how much longer I can last. All I've ever tried to do was help people," unquote. Now, SNL producer Lorne Michaels has said he will help Pete get healthy. Wow, get well, Pete. Kanye West reignited his feud with Drake on a long Twitter binge, accusing him of threatening his family. West also called out Drake for not apologizing for his verse on French Montana's No Stylist, which contained a dig at West's Adidas sneaker line. Kim Kardashian also warned Drake not to threaten her family and followed with a post about how brilliant Kanye is. Oof! Nauseating. CBS's then-CEO Les Moonves stepped in to settle claims against one of the network's biggest stars. Moonves was directly involved in the $9.5 million payout to Eliza Dushku in January after the actress accused Bull lead Michael Weatherly of sexual harassment. We hear that she had lots of proof on camera of Weatherly's behavior. And that's no bull. In other scumbag news, an actress who filed a lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein claims he boasted about sleeping with Jennifer Lawrence before her Oscar win, something both he and Lawrence deny. The Jane Doe accuses Weinstein of, quote, forcibly performing oral sex on her, repeatedly masturbating in front of her, and threatening to harm her career if she objected, unquote. Ugh. Disgusting. Idiot. Oprah Winfrey doesn't want to host the Oscars. She's known for her work as the host of her talk show, but has said no to filling in as the host of the Academy Awards after Kevin Hart bowed out earlier. He quit the position following the controversy that arose when his previous homophobic tweets resurfaced. Hey, Oprah's worth $2.8 billion and probably thinks, I don't need this shit. More than 2 months after Selena Gomez checked into treatment after suffering an emotional breakdown while in the hospital, a source confirms the star is now back home. Her friends posted a series of photos from a snowy vacation featuring Gomez looking happy and healthy. She's feeling much better and looking forward to getting back to normalcy, they wrote. Well, it's great to see that you're back to you, Selena. Sorry. Donald Trump went after Saturday Night Live for the, quote, real scandal of one-sided coverage, unquote. He said their content should be tested in courts in the latest of his threats to take legal action against media outlets. SNL did a takeoff of the film It's a Wonderful Life, in which Clarence the Angel shows Trump what the world would look like had he not gotten elected. Funny! Lazybone told us more about his beef with Migos after the rappers declared themselves the biggest group in the world to ever exist. Lazy said, quote, "Migos lacks respect. Offset and Migos are talented, but anointing themselves the biggest group ever ignores the path paved by Outkast, NWA, and the Beastie Boys," unquote. Yep, bad, bougie, and boastful. Paul McCartney delivered a strong 38-song performance in his home city of Liverpool. But while he was performing, there was a break-in at his $12 million home in London. There were blue flashing lights and police everywhere. Four or five cars, a local said. All the lights were on in the house. The police were all over it. Wow. Well, there have been no arrests of the perp on the run. Remy Ma's first few days after giving birth were not easy. The rapper who welcomed a daughter unexpectedly returned to the hospital just 3 days later. Her rep told us she was recovering in the hospital from a blood transfusion due to childbirth complications. After the birth, her husband, Papoose, gave her a $94,000 Cadillac. Ah, nothing says childbirth like a Cadillac. Hailey Baldwin slammed critics who are constantly tearing apart her relationship with Justin Bieber and ignoring positive events in her life. The model opened up about the immediate anxiety she feels when she logs on to social media platforms. She said, quote, "Being off Instagram is the best thing ever. Whenever I take breaks from it, I feel so much better," unquote. Dang non-believers. Chris Pratt has made his and Katherine Schwarzenegger's love public. The Guardians of the Galaxy star posted on Instagram wishing his girl a happy 29th birthday. The 39-year-old actor couldn't help but swoon about how Katherine lights up the room and shared some intimate photos of them both wearing face masks and her giving him a pedicure. A pedicure? She's a keeper. Comedian Artie Lang says he's making progress with his substance abuse issues. He also admits that he hasn't, quote, hit a home run, unquote. The 51-year-old Lang, who's experienced his share of legal issues due to his struggle with addiction, recently left rehab. He's admitted to using cocaine, but has been off heroin for 41 days. Hey, at least that's a step in the right direction. The trash bin. After being told his weight gain could eventually threaten his life, Rob Kardashian has been working with a trainer and has turned his life around. Yep, you heard me. A source said, quote, "He was warned that if he didn't lose weight, it could become life or death, but he lost pounds and feels much better," unquote. Rob has a 2-year-old daughter with Blac Chyna, which could make anyone overeat.
The news wrap-up.
Twitter for iPhones will now let you see the newest tweets first. Twitter stock tanked after disclosing that its support forum exposed data to IPs in China and Saudi Arabia. Google and Amazon will launch Apple AirPods competitors next year. Facebook allegedly gave tech companies like Amazon, Spotify, and Microsoft more access to user data than the company had previously disclosed.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Aquaman swam to the top of the box office.
The number one album.
Dying to Live by Kodak Black enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the best-selling paid app.
The number one book.
Becoming by Michelle Obama is the best-selling nonfiction book for the fifth week.
XXXTentacion began his career in 2013 on SoundCloud right after being released from a juvenile detention center. He released his debut album, 17, in August of 2017, which debuted at number 2 on the U.S. album charts, receiving a great response from critics. His second album featured the hit singles Sad, Changes, and Moonlight, and in the week following his death, Sad went from 52nd to 1st on the singles chart, making him the first artist to top the Hot 100 posthumously since the Notorious B.I.G. with Mo Money, Mo Problems in 1997. From the new album Skins, here's the late XXXTentacion with the song of the week, Whoa, Mind in Awe. That was XXXTentacion with the song of the week, Whoa, Mind in Awe. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.